Jeff Bezos can pay the rent.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bonersode 78, or as I like to call it, the 78th Bonersode. My name is Sleeve McDykel. Today is January 15th, 2021. Happy birthday to the king. And today's producer is... Actually, I'm not going to thank this person. You guys, I'm not being a jerk. This person's Patreon name is actually... I'm not going to thank this person. He's tricking me into sounding mean. But seriously, fuck him. I don't really have anything to bring up. Oh, I've sent out lots of stickers to new people lately. I'll thank you all by name on the next full episode, but if you've signed up in the past, I don't know, few weeks or so, you should have your stickers by now. Unless you didn't provide your address, like some kind of paranoid hermit. Anyway, what you really want is prank calls, so here they are.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Who is this?
It's Winston, over here at the front desk.
Yes, what's the matter?
I'm just calling because we had a few reports recently that you were seen carrying in your own groceries. And I'm just
I used the cart.
So you were out shopping, I guess, and you were just bringing in your own groceries. Is that right? Because we had several people, just some of your neighbors calling and saying that you were doing that the other day.
I do go out and do my necessary things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't be doing that. Yeah. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, you got to order your groceries online and have them delivered via, you know, contactless delivery.
Where did it say I have to do that? I thought I could go out with necessary things.
No. That's crazy talk. No, it's been a rule for a while now. So, I mean, we're all on the same page here.
Well, I thought we were on the page to go out for drugs. Go to the
Carol,
store and get
you should not be doing drugs either. That's very irresponsible of you.
Well, I think it's very irresponsible of you.
What do you mean?
Because I have seen this in writing on the...
I didn't sell you the drugs.
No. It says we can go out for necessary visits.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean drugs, Carol. We don't condone...
Drug store.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have medical appointments.
You know, you didn't specify. I thought you meant that you were...
I don't do drugs. I live clean.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, just the way you made it sound like you were going down
well,
to the street
corner.
Well,
you're making it sound like I'm doing something criminal. If I have to go to the drugstore...
Well, in
for
a way...
Drugs, I'll go.
In
if I have to go to see a doctor, I'll go.
In a roundabout way, you're doing something criminal because you're breaking the rules with doing your own grocery shopping. Can't be doing that.
I don't think so.
So
I'm going to talk to Phoebe tomorrow.
Oh, Phoebe's the one that wanted me to call.
I'll talk to Phoebe.
Phoebe told me to... Listen.
I'll talk to Phoebe.
Carol.
Thank you very much, Winston.
Carol.
And I'm going to be going out to the eye doctor tomorrow.
Carol.
And you all are taking me.
Carol. You need
excuse
to just,
me.
Excuse me.
It's Miss Thompson to you.
Don't you take that tone with me, Carol.
Hello.
Hello, Helen.
Yes.
Hey, Helen, it's Winston over here at the front desk.
Oh, yes.
Hey, we had a little bit of a kind of a situation. We had several people down here complaining about you, just what you've been up to lately.
I beg your pardon. What have I been up to?
Well, according to several of your neighbors, you have been building some kind of, I don't know, like it's a catapult or like a cannon kind of thing, but... I don't know, like if it's some kind of joke or what, but yeah, you just...
I have not been doing that. Where am I supposed to be building a catapult?
Just out in the grass there. They said that you were launching garbage at their doors or something. I don't know. It's all very suspicious.
Where is this supposed to be, Winston? I live in apartment 107.
Yeah, we know. And, you know, you just need to dismantle that thing. You can't be launching garbage at people's doors and...
Would you like to come down here and show me where this thing is? I'm not launching garbage at anybody's door.
Well, I already went and looked for it. I couldn't find it. But yeah, you just, wherever you have that thing hidden, you just need to dismantle it. Just, you can't be launching garbage.
I am not launching garbage. Would you tell me the name of one of the people who has complained so I can go find out what this is about?
Well, Dolores said that, I mean, she was the first one that came down here, but it's been several people since.
Dolores, and who else?
Mr. Biggs. He was raising all kinds of hell about it.
Who's Mr. Biggs?
He said that you were launching like food waste, like compost and everything, like old like banana peels and.
Where am I doing this?
It's just kind of a sanitary issue, and you know, I mean, it could hurt someone.
Where am I doing this?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyways, look, this is all very suspicious. Just whatever you're doing with this cannon, you just need to.
I don't have a cannon. I am not using a cannon. I am not doing anything with a cannon.
Well, a catapult.
If somebody will.
Whatever.
Or
whatever
a catapult.
You want.
I am not doing anything with anything.
Or a trebuchet. Whatever you want to call it. Or a trebuchet. Look, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. Just quit launching garbage all over the place. Like.
I am not launching garbage anywhere.
Like, I know it's just kind of like a humorous thing. Like, that's just you.
No,
and your,
no.
Well, is it John then?
John, are you doing this? Are you launching garbage?
Is that Winston?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I bet it's John. I bet it's John. That John, what a card. Look, well, I'm not mad. You know, it's not the end of the world. Like, it's kind of funny if
well,
you
yeah,
ask me.
Yeah, it is, because we're not doing this.
Oh, that's hyperbolic. It's not the end of the world. Just tell John we all had
I'm
a good...
I'm going to hang up now, Winston, and I'm going to go down and knock on Dolores' door to find out just what this is that I'm supposedly doing.
Oh, no. You leave Dolores alone. You've already done
Why
enough...
Why should I leave... You're bugging me. Are you upstairs at security right now?
Yeah, I'm here at the front desk. Look, you just tell John.
What do you mean the front desk? What do you mean by the front desk?
On the third floor, the security desk. Look, just tell John to quit launching.
No. I'm coming up to security right now to talk to you.
Well, it's between me and John. Hello? Oh, shit.
Hello,
Roanne?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston over here at the front desk.
Yes.
Hey, I'm just calling because. We had a couple of complaints recently from some of your neighbors. They were a little upset that you've been putting your garbage outside of their door and leaving it.
Roanne is? No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, they said it was you. Like, I mean, just, you know, several people said it was you.
No, it was not me. I only put garbage in the recyclable room, and I also just put it in the garbage down the dumpster.
Well, I mean, you know.
So it's not me. So who do I need to talk to say that it's not me? Because it isn't me.
Well,
who should I call?
Well, I mean, Phoebe wanted me to call you and straighten this out with you because, you know, it's not just one person. Just several different people lately have said that you've been just dropping a garbage bag in front of their door and knocking and then walking away.
No, it's not me. So they've misidentified me.
Well,
trust me on that.
Well, you're pretty easy to identify, Roanne. So let's just cut to the chase here. And you know, whatever you were up to, it's no big deal. We're not mad, but
no, I want you to understand it is not me. And if you insist on saying that, I will talk to Ann. And we will also talk to the president of the Residents Association because that is. Of shame of you and you're casting dispersions on what I'm doing it's not accurate.
I'm not casting dispersions. I'm just the middleman here. You know, I'm just trying to figure this.
You need to take yourself out of the middle and tell me who it is that's saying that so that I can go up and introduce myself and show them what I look like.
Well,
because it's not me.
Well, there were several people. I can't sit here and list names all day long. Like, why would a bunch of people all make up the same thing? Doesn't make any sense, Roanne.
Look, I need to know who it is so I can talk to them so that we can reach some, because it's not me. I've been out of town. I came back on January 3rd, and I've been in my apartment all the time, and I just go get my mail and that kind of thing, so it's not me.
Well,
I don't walk around the halls.
Well, are you saying that there's like an exact copy of you walking around? Because a couple people even showed us security footage. You know, they had a Ring camera and it showed you just walking up to their door and dropping a bag of garbage and walking away.
Are you sure it shows me? Because
oh, yeah.
I would like to look at that.
Yeah.
If I may.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely you. Like, if it wasn't you, then it was a clone.
Well, let me look at that, please.
And if we've got clones of you walking around, then that we've got other problems.
And I'm talking to who? Who am I talking to?
My name's Winston.
Winston.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you know, you're welcome to come down and look at the footage, but in the meantime, just promise me you'll quit dumping garbage in front of people's doors.
Look, I don't like you saying that because it's not me.
Oh, come on, Roanne. We know it's you. There's no reason.
No, it's not, Winston. It is not me.
There's no reason to obfuscate and inveigle.
If it was me, I would tell you, but it's not me. I don't carry garbage and put it in front of people.
Okay, so then what you're telling me is you've been cloned, and a clone of you is roaming the halls, dumping garbage up and down. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, where are you up at the security desk?
Yeah.
So I should come up there now and look at it.
Well, not right now. All right. Not right now.
I want to come up right
now.
Well,
I don't have any pants.
What?
I don't have any pants on right now.
Oh.
Give me like a half hour.
You're sitting at the security desk up on the third floor of the center?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'm sitting so nobody can see that I don't have pants on.
Well, why don't you have pants on if you're a guard? Aren't you called into other people's apartments and areas?
Well, I'm just sitting here at the desk, you know, like my legs are behind the desk. So what's the big
deal? What is your last name, Winston?
Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Yeah.
And you've been here a while?
Yeah, oh yeah. Forever.
Okay, so when can I come up to see that with you there?
Give me like a half hour.
All right, I'll come up at 7:30 or 7:15.
Yeah, that's fine. Just
okay. I will do that. I'll see you at 7:15.
But when you come to the desk, just come alone. Don't bring your clones.
I would like somebody to witness this so they can see what I'm looking at also and hear the dialogue that I would give to you so that we have a witness.
The bigger question is, why are you developing a clone army?
I'm not developing a clone army. You have called me to accuse me something that I have not done.
Oh, I'm not.
And you're insisting that it is me, it's nobody else.
Roanne.
So.
Roanne.
This is unfair.
Roanne.
Unfair.
Roanne? Roanne.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was just. Your name makes me think of that scene from, what is it, Black Sheep? You know, where they're high on like nitrous oxide or whatever the turbo stuff is in their car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he keeps saying ROADS.
Yeah.
ROADS.
Okay, Winston Beauregard at security, and I'll see you at 7:15.
That was a pretty good movie, but I think Tommy Boy is the better film.
Okay. And you're a member of the personnel of security guard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hey,
you're not a resident.
Do you want to watch Tommy Boy with me when you come down here?
No, thank you.
I think I'm going to pop
okay.
I'm going to pop that in the VCR.
Thank you. Bye.
It's a good movie. You should watch it with me.
Hello?
Hello, Dolores?
Yes.
Hey, Dolores. It's Winston with
Winston.
Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, we had some reports that you were seen taking in your own groceries recently.
Taking in my own groceries.
Yeah, just carrying in your own grocery bags and everything. Is that accurate? Because we had several people calling.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, you're not that
I was taking in my own groceries. I have not been out of this building.
Because
who are you?
This is Winston. I'm over here in the office. And yeah, we just had several people saying that you were seen as carrying in your own groceries, and you know you can't be doing that. It's against the rules and everything.
Wait, hold up. You are assuming something you got from somebody else that I did that. I have brown paper bags just like everybody else, and Beulah and some of the young people that work
I'm not assuming. I'm not really assuming though. We have several reports from different people that you were just bringing in your own bags.
They are lying. Because there are people in there that can see me every day.
Why would they lie, Dolores? That doesn't make any sense. Like, it's not just one person.
And I don't know why. I don't know. And who are you?
My name's...
I don't know who I'm talking to because I don't know who you are.
I told you. My name's Winston. I'm over here in the office.
Just because you... What?
I told you my name is Winston, like, a couple of times.
Okay, so you told me your name is Winston. Do I know you, Winston?
Well, I don't know if we know each other personally. I just work here in the office.
In what office?
The main...
Which office do you work in?
The main office over here.
Which... What is the main office, and what takes place in the main office? Who runs the main office?
Look, I don't understand where all these questions are coming from. You're being very...
I don't understand why you're calling me, asking me questions at this time of night. You have the nerve.
Night? It's 6
okay.
o'clock.
Well, who is it you're talking about that has told you these things?
Well, we just... it was several different people. It's not just one person.
No, several different people.
You're being very...
Names.
You're being very dodgy about this. Like, it's clear...
I want names.
It's clear to me.
Whoever you are, I will be calling security when I hang up so they can call back and find out who you are.
They know who I am. We're in the same office.
Okay, and what's your name?
You crazy person. I told you my name's Winston. Like,
what?
This is the fourth time.
Okay, Winston?
Yes.
And where do you work?
Listen, you need to stop carrying in your own groceries. You're supposed to have those delivered with contactless.
Who are you, Winston?
If
you think I'm crazy enough to believe what you're saying, I'm getting ready to call security so they can find out who you are and where you are in this building.
Well, we're going to send security over and they're going to explain to you.
No. Security is not coming over here because I didn't call them. That's the only time they will come if I'm in danger.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, you're not in danger.
You better get off of here.
But they're going to...
Because I'm calling them right now.
Well, they're going to explain to you.
Hello, security.
Who's this?
Hello, this is security.
Okay, which person in security?
This is Mr. Biggs. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Mr. Biggs?
Correct. Did you need...
Oh, excuse me?
Did you need some help?
Who are you?
This is Mr. Biggs in the security office. What can I do for you, ma'am?
And what? No, I'm trying to find out who you are so I can call my security.
Yeah, that's who you just dialed, ma'am. The phone just rang and I picked up. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I did. But you are not the person. I don't know what kind of game you and the other guy who called are playing, but I'm hanging up this phone. I'm calling the security that I know is here.
What other guy are you talking about, ma'am?
He was talking. He told me he was security.
Ma'am, Ma'am.
Good night.
Ma'am, you don't need to be prank calling
evening.
The security office, okay? We're very busy over here. Ma'am.
Thanks again to Actually, I'm not going to thank this person for helping me stop these maniacs from grocery shopping. As if it's the good old days of 2019, nobody should be going anywhere or doing anything but sitting in fear and staring at the wall. Thanks everyone for enabling my severe addiction to telephone calls. I appreciate every single one of you, even the clones. Bye.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hello.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, it's Winston over here at the front desk.
Yes?
Hey, I'm just calling because we had a report that you were outside doing donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah?
And, you know, you can't be doing that. That's kind of a safety issue, so...
Well, what can I do? Maybe I can do that anyway.
What do you mean?
Is this tonight or?
I feel great.
You feel great.
I feel great.
Okay, you feel great.
I feel great.
I feel okay too.
I feel great. I feel great.
I'm sorry, I'm just not able to make any... Can't quite figure out what we're talking about here.
I feel great.
You feel great.
I feel great. I feel great.
I'm sorry, I don't know. What's going on?
I feel great.
You feel great. Who is this?
Are you pulling my leg on this stuff? Are you being truthful here?
Can we meet someplace where I can talk to you?
That was remarkably inappropriate.
Well, look, if you want to talk to me, I think you'll have to get together because I'm not hearing anything much.
I'm not comfortable with the level of homophobia on this program.
Okay, come on up here and I'll talk.
No, I don't know. This is a very strange call. That's all I can say.